The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs reports nearly 40% of veterans are refusing to get vaccinated for COVID-19. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports on how medical providers at the veteran healthcare system of the Ozarks are responding.
Chris Albritton is chief of pharmacy at the Veterans Healthcare System of the Ozarks, which operates a medical center in Fayetteville, as well as 7 VA outpatient clinics in the tri-state region.
Our pharmacy produces about 1.3 million prescriptions a year. And then, of course, when the vaccinations rolled out for COVID, we assumed all duties related to the distribution, drawing up, making sure they're stored correctly, et cetera, for in our case, Moderna originally.
And the cost for COVID-19 vaccinations to veterans is zero, Albritton says.
It was limited in the beginning. And then as time has gone on, just like in the community, you've seen more and more allocation as a vaccine was, produced more plentifully.
Plentiful now, but not all veterans are on board about obtaining the COVID-19 shots. The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs is reporting that nearly 40% of veterans are refusing to be vaccinated.
We actually, the past two weekends, have had a stand down at our VA where we brought in multiple staff to call veterans over Saturday and Sunday and basically try to obtain that information on the ones that we don't have, whether they were documented as having the vaccine or not having the vaccine, or did you want to be scheduled?
A majority, he says, declined. Veterans were queried as to why.
They offer every reason you've read, whether it's on social media, the news. Most of them just say, no, thank you, I don't want it.
Jean Nelson, RN, is Health Promotion and Disease Prevention Program Manager at VHSO. She says younger veterans in particular have avoided getting vaccinated.
I know the fact that it was an emergency use authorization, there was a little bit of hesitancy there. What's the long-term outcome? So there was a little bit of, that led into that waiting to see how other people were going to do and how they were going to tolerate it and what were the side effects going to be. And also of note, a lot of the people who didn't take the COVID vaccine are also those who don't want other vaccines like the flu shot as well. So they just have a general dislike for vaccines or just don't want the vaccines.
One quarter of Americans are now fully vaccinated, but according to CDC data, vaccine hesitancy is highest in rural states and in underserved urban districts. Rumors about vaccine side effects and safety spread via social media sites has been an influence. But things are shifting. CDC is reporting that reluctance to get vaccinated is declining from over 20% in January to 15% last month. Nelson says VHSO began to offer COVID-19 vaccinations last December.
We focused on employees first, obviously, to keep our hospitals running. So the high-risk employees were vaccinated first, and then we very quickly moved into vaccinating the high-risk veterans. So again, we followed the plan very, very closely,
as determined by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs COVID-19 response team.
And so we immediately developed a call center where we were reaching out to the veterans and calling them to schedule their appointments to come in. And we provided a drive-through clinic for them. So, of course, that high-risk group started with the 85 and older and those who might have transportation issues. So we did a drive-through clinic where they would not have to get out of their car. We did a lot of calling. We did vet texting, which is secure text messaging. We did secure messaging through email, and we also did letters and social media outlets.
Nelson says they're reaching out to wherever veterans are congregating, including regional American legions and churches, and especially trying to find homeless vets.
So I just think that we've had so many veterans that have taken the vaccine, young and old. And as we try and get back to what is normal life, the more protection that we can offer, you know, the better for them, to protect them, to protect their families, to protect our communities. And they're already our American heroes. You know, they've done so much to protect us. So this is one more step that they can take to protect all of us.
34% of VHSO enrollees have been vaccinated so far. The VA deployed an adverse drug reporting system for veterans and employees, which have reported very few side effects.
I think that, you know, initially, just because of the fear of it being a new drug of the emergency use, people were a little bit more fearful of the side effects. But the reality was very few people had anything more than a sore arm or very minimal kind of the expected side effects. And our veterans are very verbal about expressing that to each other. So I think that word of mouth spread and helped people realize that it was pretty well tolerated.
Nelson says veterans were able to more easily obtain vaccines compared to civilians based on risk stratification.
The veterans were very eager, but we were able to reach all the to make appointments available for everybody at the main campus and very quickly at all the community-based outpatient clinics as well. So I think our veterans had a much less difficult time getting their appointments.
The Veterans Healthcare System of the Ozarks operates a 78-bed hospital in Fayetteville, including isolated care for veterans sickened with COVID-19, Allbritton says.
We have had very low numbers, actually, inpatient at VHSO. I don't remember the last date we actually had one at VHSO in the hospital. We have a few in the community, and that usually ranges anywhere from 15 to 30. That are in the community, so actually very low numbers compared to the amount of veterans we actually serve. So you just feel like the shot has been working, watching the numbers over the last 3 months decline in the amount of our own veterans that have actually tested positive for COVID.
And with variants surging, the VHSO COVID unit is on standby.
So everything is still status quo as far as that. So if we did have a spike or influx, we could handle it. Obviously, we're much more prepared from the last surge that hit us.
And now Nelson says more veterans are asking about COVID-19 variants.
So the way that we're dealing with that right now is we educate that even though you had the vaccine, or you've had both doses and you're fully vaccinated, continue to socially distance, continue to wear your mask, good hand washing, all the safety precautions still need to be in place to minimize that.
In March, the VA announced that all U.S. veterans, including those not enrolled or qualified for VA medical benefits, could access at no cost COVID-19 vaccinations through their local VA medical provider.
If we can get it out there that our VA here in Fayetteville, Monday through Friday, we do walk-in clinics. So anybody can come in at any time, a veteran, spouse, caregiver, and they can come in Springfield also. So we do walk-ins, so no appointment needed or anything.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.